comes peacefully. Though our minds be filled with questions, in our hearts we'll understand. When the river meets the sea, like a flower that has blossomed in the dry and barren sand, we are born and born again, most gracefully. Thus the winds of time will take us with the sure and steady hand. When the river meets the sea, brothers and patience.
All right, well, here we are, the very special episode, I suppose. I have a new song that I just pulled up the chord chart for. I'm going to wait a minute to play it, though, see if we get any listeners. While I'm waiting to see if anyone shows up, I haven't played this one in a while. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. Lovers are dreamers and me. That every wish would be heard and answered, wished on a morning star. Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what they've done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? What do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, a rainbow connection. Lovers are dreamers and me, all of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? Have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is it the same song? Cause the young sailor's voice might be one and the same. Heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, rainbow connection. Lovers are dreamers and me. La da 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 da. Tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. So
only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. I surround my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shore. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. Yeah, there's more than one answer. These questions pointing me in a crooked line. But as I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Ah, yeah, closer I am to find. Ah, yeah. I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beard down to his knee. Never did Mary see a big red movie. In my performance, he said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. Yeah, there's more than one answer to all these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. But as I seek my search for some definitive, the closer I am to find. Ah, yeah, the closer I am to find. Ah, possibly a friend. I woke up with a headache, like my head against a board. Twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. Went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. Yeah, there's more than one answer. All these questions pointing me in a crooked line. The less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Ah, yeah. Closer I am to find. Ah, yeah. We go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink from the fountains. Yeah, we go to the Bible, we go through the workout, we read up on revival, we stand up for the lookout. Yeah, there's more than one answer to all these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. The less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Ah, yeah. The closer I am to find. Ah, yeah.
We do have to seem to have picked up a listener, so I'm going to go ahead and do the new one. I don't know why I didn't want to do that one all on my lonesome, but I didn't. But here we are. Thank you.
valley, all the clouds are taught to fly. So our souls will leave this land most peacefully. Though our minds be filled with questions, in our hearts we'll understand. When the river meets the sea, like a flower that has blossomed in the dry and barren sand, we are born and born again most gracefully. So the winds of time will take us with a sure and steady hand, where the river meets the sea. Patience, my brothers, and patience, my sons, in the sweet and final hour, truth and justice will be done. Like a baby when it's sleeping in its loving mother's arms, what a newborn baby dreams is a mystery. But his life will find a purpose, and in time he'll understand. When the river meets the sea, when the river meets the almighty sea.
So that was the first time for that one. I'm thinking of doing a multi-track recording of that as a in memory of my dad. I'm pondering, you know, like there's any number of songs I could do. You know, I could even bust out some Barbershop and do something like Down Our Way. And I don't actually know if he was familiar with that one or not. But I would guess he was, because he was a big fan of Jim Henson. And that certainly is a song that shows up in a few different Jim Henson places. Pondering what else to play here. Here we go. A little reminiscence, a bit of leftover patriotism from July 4th here. Listen, listen. I'm trying to remember how it starts. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island, the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking a ribbon of highway, I saw above me and in the skyway, I saw below me a golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island, the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, and I've followed my footsteps in the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, the Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. The sun came shining as I was strolling, the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The fog was lifting, a voice came chanting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California, the New York Island, the Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream.
saw a sign there. The sign it said there, no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. Now that sign was made for you and me. And the squares of the city, in the shadow of the steeple, near the relief office, I see my people. And some are grumbling, and some are wondering if this land's still made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. California, the New York Island, the Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
All right, in keeping with the Guthrie tie-in there.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning round. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 2 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, the graveyards full of old black men, the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be going 500 miles when the day is done. Games with the old man in the club car. Danny a boy, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels from beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters, the sons of engineers, ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with the babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Time on the city of New Orleans. Change your cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. And all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. The steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. Train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Think that one's Arlo. Might be Woody. It's hard to tell, but it's definitely one of them Guthries anyway. Oh geez, what else should I play? Trying to think of things that I played that my dad liked. That would be probably not a terrifically long list. And play things that I played that he didn't like, that would be interesting. And I think I will in a minute actually play my version of Ode to Joy. But here's something actually that he did like that I did. If I can find it here in my... actually, I got two here, so I'm going to start out with this one. And he was quite taken with a couple of lines from this, and I was quite surprised to discover that so were several of my other members of extended family. This is a Simon and Garfunkel number. I am just a poor boy, though my sword is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance, my pocket full of mumbles, such are promises, all lies and jest. Still a man hears what he wants to hear, disregards the rest. My family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, the quiet of a railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters, where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. La la la, 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 la la la. Workman's wages, like I'm looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the halls on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Lie, 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 lie. By me, they're rocking evenly, and I'm older than I once was, younger than I'll be, that's not unusual. No, it isn't strange, after changes upon changes, we are more or less the same, after changes, we are more or less the same. La la la, 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 la la. I was going home when the New York City winters are beating me, beating me, going home. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade. He carries the reminders of every glove that laid him or cut him till he cried out his anger and his shame. I'm leaving, I'm leaving. But the fighter still remains, oh, he still remains. Yes, he was very fond of the "Still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest." And I remember I played that a few, I think maybe last visit, maybe a visit before, and it definitely struck a chord with him, and he was then quoted it back at me later, and I was amused. There's a couple here that I'm going to reference that he liked. As I said, it may take me a minute to find some of these things because I'm... Okay. They are alphabetical, but... Oh, yeah, it should be right here. Okay, here it is. Yeah, this one, he was quite surprised to discover that I had so much bass in my voice.
riding one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged sky and up the cloudy draw. Were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and the hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard and he heard them mournful cry. Yet, 'cause he got to ride forever on the range up in the sky, on horses snort and fire as they ride on here they cry. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay. By him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our range, the cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders. Ghost riders. Ghost riders.
In this one or in a different one. It occurred to me another one of the assorted things that I play that I think probably in the first folder, yeah it is, that he had quoted from at one point. And he'd also asked me the meaning of some of the song lyrics, which I was surprised by. And I also realized that not everybody spends quite as much time in music theory when learning to play music. Here, let me find it here. Okay. E, so H would be, here we go. All right, so first I'll mention the line that caused the confusion. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. Now, if you're looking at the chords there, above that we have, it goes like this: the fourth, which is F, the song's in C, so that is in fact the fourth, the fifth, G, the minor fall, which is A minor, which is going to be the most common minor to use in C, and the major lift, which is kicks back into F, which is of course four. which, you know, 1-4 is, you see it all over religious music. It's the amen cadence. But anyway, I thought it was interesting. It's like, well, they're describing what's actually happening there, Dad. But, of course, to him, this is all sheet music. Like, to me, it's a very different animal because I'm not reading sheet music. I'm reading guitar chords, and I'm thinking about them as chords and how they're related to each other. Like, not playing a bunch of notes. They're, I'm playing kind of chord structures. Anyway, here's the song, which I'm sure many of you have heard me do many a time. Okay, let's try to put our hands in the right place.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king and bows in hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. But love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Show that to me, do you? Well, I remember when I moved in you, the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. Somebody who outdrew you. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I never really got much of a, much feedback from my dad about my actual studio work, the sort of music that I recorded and layered on multiple layers and arranged and stuff. The one thing I did get once was and the version of House of the Rising Sun that I have published on, Believing is Seeing, I sent him a copy without the drums because he always was critical of the boom thud in rock music, his words. And I personally like an overt rhythm section. And I prefer it to be complicated rather than just, you know, kick snare. But Anyway, and he actually acknowledged that it sounded like it was missing something. So I put that as a moral victory. I played for him the bit with all the harmony at the end to see if he would be impressed by that. And it's hard to tell. Like, he was a hard cat to read. As I said, I never knew really what he thought other than I shouldn't be wasting my time with all this rock and roll. Actually, he did at one point say that it was possible that the type of music that I was going to want to explore was going to be different than what he liked. He was pretty open-minded about that sort of thing. Anyway, so I played this once, and he was kind of truly horrified, but it was funny to me. It's like, what is that? Well, it's called syncopation. I don't think I really did justice there, the version I played for him, but it definitely had a swing to it. Trying to think on that subject. So this next one I'm going to play, I don't play it very often, but I do sometimes. It's there's no doubt that while he was kind of the type of Christian that Thomas Jefferson was, that is to say, he was not a big believer in either the supernatural aspect or the things that Paul had done to the religion, that he definitely was a fan of the Christian church, the words of Jesus. He donated a lot of his time to the church. So I am going to play one hymn here. I'm just trying to decide what key I should play it in. Actually, I'm going to shift here. Bring out the cellos. That's an interesting arrangement there. It's kind of reminiscent of the Star Trek one with the bagpipes when they shoot Spock's remains off the ship. Another thing, of course. As long as this, you know, this is the My Dad episode of this radio show. That was another thing that he was a huge fan of. Took us to all the original series movies and watched some of the Next Generation with us. So I'm going to shift gears here for a minute. And I'm going to play a couple songs that are not things that he's probably never would have heard, but that seem appropriate to me. I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaking, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. Always gonna be another mountain, always gonna wanna make it move, always gonna be an uphill battle, sometimes gonna have to lose. And about how fast I get there, and about what's waiting on the other side. Oh no, it's a climb. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes it might knock me down. No, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Just gotta keep going. And I be strong, just keep pushing on. Always gonna be another mountain, always gonna wanna make it move, always gonna be an uphill battle, sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. Oh no, it's a climb. Another mountain, always gonna wanna make it move, always gonna be an uphill battle, sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. Oh no, it's a climb. Keep moving, keep climbing, keep the faith, keep the faith. It's all about the climb. Well, so I will probably do this again in a video broadcast. After I finish the solar array, either that or I'm going to move a lot of plugs around because I don't think there's enough amps off of the old battery bank now that it's all summed down to two gauge wires to run the video broadcast rig, or for that matter, the recording rig. But I am down to like four pieces of conduit and 48 wires, I believe. Is that right? Yes. 48 wires to run, and then we will be done with the battery boxes, and I will actually have backup power in oodles, or it will turn out that this whole thing doesn't work, but I think it probably will. So far, everything's been working. Anyway, those of you who are familiar with Fraud in France know that we have a song that we play when people die, and we tend to announce who's died most recently during it. And here we are. I
at a cash machine at 4th and Pike. We were talking about electric cars in a short interlude between two bars, which are gone in the deep blue sea. You're gone in the deep blue sea. We'd go down to Baby O's, sit and watch friends' garage band shows. You meet a woman, it'd start to click. You'd say, let's go out and twitch to the music. But you're gone in the deep blue sea. You're gone in the deep blue sea.
Well, and that in our traditional tendency to do an hour show, that leaves us a little short. I'm pondering which of the many, many songs I have here would seem appropriate to sign off with. You know, I think I'm going to do this one. Mr. Tanner was a cleaner for a town in the Midwest. And of all the cleaning shops around, he'd made his the best. He also was a baritone who sang while hanging clothes. He practiced scales while pursing tails, and he sang at local shows. His friends and neighbors praised the voice poured out from his throat. They said that he should use his gift instead of cleaning coats. The music was his life, it was not his livelihood. And it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. His friends kept working on him, tried music out full time. A big debut and rave reviews, a great career decline. Finally they got to him, he would take the fling. A concert agent in New York agreed to have him sing. There were plane tickets, phone calls, money spent to rent the hall. Took most of his savings, he gladly used them all. The music was his life, it was not his livelihood. It made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good. He sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. Stage, his face set in a smile. In the half-filled hall, the critics sat watching on the aisle. The concert was a blur to him, spatters of applause. He did not know how well he sang, he only heard the flaws. But the critics were concise, it only took four lines. No one could accuse them of being overkind. Martin Tanner, baritone of Dayton, Ohio, made his town hall debut last night. He came well prepared, but unfortunately his presentation was not up to contemporary professional standards. His voice lacks the range or tonal color necessary to make it consistently interesting. Full-time consideration of another endeavor might be in order. He came back home to Dayton, questioned by his friends. He smiled and just said nothing, and he never sang again. Except in very late at night, when the shop was dark and closed, he sang softly to himself as he sorted through the clothes. Music was his life, it was not his livelihood. It made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. Well, I certainly hope you all have enjoyed this slightly atypical session.
every time we say hello, I have to understand. Goodbye is coming, it's all part of the plan. I make my best guesses why everyone has to die. And someday I hope we'll really know how to fly and walk along the sun. Look back on all we've done, and we won't regret one minute.
Well, thanks for listening, whoever you are. And I'm pondering, I might actually make a copy of this one so that it's available to the general public as one of the very few WSHR archives that you don't have to have access to the archives to listen to, just because it's an unusual show, to put it mildly. Anyway, as I said, thanks for listening, and may you all have a wonderful night.